Я очень благодарен нашему небесному Отцу за такого верного служителя, старшего пастора Джейрок Ли.
First, what I'm thankful to Father God for is that Father God sent our beloved senior pastor so that he can accomplish this Mami ministry. He has led this Mami ministry for the last 37 years. Along the way, we had joy, but we also had trouble and agony. But senior pastor has been walking, so I appreciate his walk for these years. My thanks also goes to Mrs. Bong Yim Lee, who's always kept the fire prayer ablaze and set a good example of prayer. And thank you also for praying for Russia. I also thank Pastor Sujin Lee, who's been assigned a significant duty at this time and has managed the church well and has taken good care of the Russian ministry. Whenever I come here, Mami Church, I always receive hospitality from you, Mami members. I appreciate that. I also thank elders and church leaders for protecting this church well. I'm very thankful that I'm allowed to preach at this precious altar. We are one family, Mami family, and we should all press on together for the glory of God. So I'm very joyful right now. Has any one of you been to Russia? But because I came from Russia, let me briefly introduce what country Russia is. Whenever New Year comes in Korea, all people across Korea welcome the New Year at the same time, at the same moment. Let me present an example showing how big our territory is. On January 1st, Russia welcomes the New Year at 9 different hours. Russians dwelling in the East End celebrates the New Year, and then 8 hours later, Moscow welcomes the New Year. And then lastly, an hour later than that, which is 9 hours after, which is in the East, people in Kaliningrad, located in the far west, celebrates the New Year. I'm just talking about what kind of country Russia is. Pastor Andrei Belayev and I are from St. Petersburg to Korea. If I have an opportunity, I want to invite all of you to St. Petersburg because the city is beautiful. The city is also referred to as the Venice of the North. We have many fascinating palaces, museums, and parks associated with beautiful heaven. We have many visitors coming from across the world. We are a famous tourist spot. I'm living in such a beautiful city, but as I come here and spend time with you here in Korea, I'm happier. Every year I come to attend the summer retreat. So Korea feels like a hometown to me. Everyone, do you know how inspiring and thrilling the summer retreat is? Once I come back from the summer retreat, I keep that feeling throughout the year. So, let me read John chapter 9, verses 17 through 33. This is a scene where the man blind from birth was healed by Jesus and he opened his eyes. The book of John was written by the beloved disciple of Jesus, John. What we have to remember here is that this is an important message. It is that God does not hear sinners, but He only hears who are godly and those who obey according to His will, to His word. We, Mami members, we are taught according to the Word of God, and we've been taught exactly according to the Bible, and also we have God's love in our heart and have been taught by God's Word. The gospel of holiness through the gospel of holiness, God's love is delivered to our hearts and we are taught to live by His word. As Jesus saw the man blind from birth, Jesus healed him. The rumor of the blind man opening his eyes spread to all over Israel. The reaction was different from person to person. The Pharisees and Sadducees condemned Jesus a sinner, and they rejected the signs and wonders performed by Jesus. But the blind man, even though he hadn't been educated well enough, but we can find what he said in the Bible. He said that God does not hear sinners, but God only hears those who live a godly and life and live by His word. The blind man opened his eyes, and the Pharisees who saw that miracle, their eyes were blinded. We, with our eyes open, we can see light. But those whose heart is filled with darkness cannot see the light and the goodness. As we find from the Bible, God does not hear sinners. God listens to those who are holy and obeys according to His word. But those who are evil, even while they see something good, they think in evil way. For this reason, in this end time, there are people who refuse to believe even while seeing signs and wonders happening. Those people do not love God, neither do they love the truth. The ministry of Mom Min has been accomplished. Many works, manifestations of power have been shown at Mom Min, and we have all witnessed them. Just as the pastor said, and just as we can find from the Bible, people are not willing to believe unless they see signs and wonders. I first found out about Mami ministry back in 2003 through the Israeli United Crusade. At the time, the Russia United Crusade was held, and senior pastor proclaimed messages on God, Jesus Christ, and the works of the Holy Spirit. Every day during the crusade, Father God showed us amazing signs and wonders. Back at the time, Elder Johnny Kim served as the English interpreter, and there was another translator. Even though his message was translated by two languages, many people were inspired and received a lot of grace. And in that stadium, many people were gathered. They filled the stadium. At the time, I was also attending the crusade. That's how I met Manmin ministry, and I was in great spiritual shock. I started keeping in contact with Elder Ronya Son and visited Mami Church a few years later. And I can still vividly remember the spiritual shock that I had during my visit to Mammin. The most inspiring thing was my meeting with senior pastor, Dr. Gerald Lee. Because I lived in tough times in Russia, and because I lost my father at age 6, you know, and I never heard I love you from my parents as well. My father passed away when I was 6, and I lived with my mother. I spent tough days back in Russia. And, you know, back in 1982, even my mother passed away. Throughout my life, I heard I love you only once from my parents. When I met senior pastor, excuse me. For the first time in my life, I felt fatherly love when I met Senior Pastor. Also, while I met Senior Pastor and met Mammy members, I received a lot of love. I cannot forget the thrills of those moments. Whenever I come here, whenever I visit here, thanks to your prayer and love, I'm happily running my ministry in Russia. So I can confidently say this to you. You are my family. Also, there was another thing that I felt during my first visit. I was sitting there and Mommy members were praying for the Russian ministry with Mrs. Bongnim Lee, and I saw Mommy members praying for Russia with tears. I saw the Mommy members praying with tears. Actually, before that, I had never prayed for my own country. Of course, I prayed for my country, but I never prayed for my country with tears. And what kind of people are praying for not their country, but another country? I couldn't understand. As I felt their love, I also began to pray for my country with tears, and I realized that I didn't really love my country. And for the first time in my life, I pray for my country, Russia, with tears. You know, I repeat, before that, I had never prayed for my Russia with tears, and so I repented. So, remembering that moment, I'm shedding tears. Back at the time, Senior Pastor asked me what my prayer subject was. You know, back then I had a lot of difficulties, but anyway, I presented my prayer subjects to him, but I never realized that my prayer would be answered very quickly. You know, God, the prayer of a righteous man is powerful. Back then, Elder Ronya Son recommended me to receive Senior Pastor's prayer because the prayer of a righteous person is powerful. Back then, I was living with my family in some place, and we paid monthly rents. The St. Petersburg Mammin Church is our own building. You know, to dedicate the sanctuary, we sold our house to buy the sanctuary, buy the church building. So I asked Senior Pastor to pray for my residence, and then I came back to Russia.
тысяч долларов.
한 성도 저희 교회 성도였다가 지금 사업을 하는 분이었는데
There was a businessman in our church, but somehow Father God inspired his heart and he came to me and offered me to donate a huge amount of money, which was approximately $250,000. He donated that amount to me. It was a tremendous amount of money to me back then. I asked him, why did you give me such a huge amount of money? He replied, some time ago, Father God inspired me to give this money to you, but at first I didn't obey, but Father God inspired my heart once again, so I obeyed. So with fear, I came to you and donated this money. Father God blessed me so much, so then we could buy our apartment and along with a car. I can say with 100% certainty, I believe that Father God answers Senior Pastor's prayer because he is a righteous man. After my meeting with Senior Pastor, I made frequent visits to Mamin Church, and after a few years, Pastor Soojin Lee began to conduct a ministry in Russia and Israel, and he also came to conduct some services in our church. And at the first pastor seminar, she preached about the measure of faith. Many Christians, although they try to live by the words, but they don't know about growth of faith. Even pastors don't know. So at the seminar, including me, many pastors were impressed by her message about a measure of faith. Many pastors, after attending the seminar, confessed. A young woman pastor, came from Korea and preached a message and manifested healing works. They were very impressed.
In
Also, some medical doctors in my church medically verified the healing cases which happened by her prayer. One of them also visited Mamin Church in Seoul. She is Alina Litvina. She also worked for WCD Ministry. She had severe pain in her knees. She also suffered from high blood pressure. She suffered from arthritis. She had a lot of trouble walking around. While she visited Mamin Church, she received Senior Pastor, and then she was perfectly healed of knee arthritis, and she's been in good health ever since. Particularly, after she immersed herself in Muan sweet water, she miraculously began to paint well, like a professional. Previously, she wasn't good at or interested in painting. So I was very surprised by her change. And after she painted something, she gave that painting to senior pastor as a present. While Manmin rejoiced, we rejoiced. While Manmin grieved, we also grieved. Because senior pastor firmly holds on to Jesus Christ, we have been able to hold on to Manmin and senior pastor as well. You know, you heard the special song offered up by Youngnok Park. Through sufferings, we can make our faith grow. As a result, Father God will pay us back with a greater glory or blessings. As many pastors claim, to follow Jesus Christ is not always smooth sailing. We may face difficult times, we may face agonizing moments. Those who overcome those agonizing moments will have glory, just like the martyrs did. Another thing I was very inspired about and Manmin was the message about New Jerusalem. I believe all of you, including me, can go there. Another testimony I have, I want to share with you is while I was visiting Manmin Church, I presented my visions to senior pastor. You know, as I mentioned before, Russia is a huge country, but to share the gospel there is not easy. But after I received senior pastor's prayer for my visions, there came a lot of changes to the Russian churches. You know, we have Russian pastors here with us now. We've known each other for a long time. After I came back to Russia, after senior pastor's prayer, I met them and we could have a strong bond, each other, and we united in one heart and will to work for Manmin ministry in Russia. We also have Sergei Pochanikov in Israel, and he joined us in this ministry as well. We figure that to awaken Russia with the gospel of holiness, we had to be a well-organized organization and decided to register our ministry as an official organization. We pray for this matter for quite a while, and we received senior pastor prayer for that matter. And finally, we gained the approval from the government and we registered our church as the official organization. Once again, I'd like to express my gratitude to all pastors and the church leaders. And I also thank all of you for praying for Russia, our ministry. Because I myself was inspired and impressed by the gospel of holiness, I promise that I will be with you and stand with you to the end. Thanks to your prayer, love, and support, our ministry has spread, and we have mission centers in different regions in Russia. Actually, back in 2008, Pastor Esther Chung visited Russia to conduct a seminar. And actually, we showed our plans to send missionaries all over Russia. We showed our plans to her. We actually aimed to send 8,000 missionaries all over Russia. And then Pastor Chung smiled and told us that we can do it with faith. And thanks to your prayer, Manmin's ministry has spread to all over the world and we are actively carrying out our ministry. Thanks to your prayer and love, support. God has already prepared the blessings which He will give to us. And after we overcome the sufferings, they will surely come to us. Once again, on behalf of all Russian pastors, I'd like to express my gratitude to you and all Russian pastors and members. We will stand with you in these difficult times, and we believe we will achieve victory. Thank you.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local centers, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables and the internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. Be cleansed and made well. all epidemic diseases such as colds and fever go away from them, protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis, and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes, and the deaf come to hear, and mute begin to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns, and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues, and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. Bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, "I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings." Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.